Welcome to Vegas Dave's Dive.
Hello everybody, Vegas Dave here. Thank you for joining me here on Vegas Dave's Dime. Today I wanted to go over the other trades that went down in Major League Baseball, the ones not involving Manny Ramirez, who I've already dedicated an entire episode to. And we'll start with the Ken Griffey Jr. trade. Griffey was traded from the Reds to the White Sox for prospects, and this was a good trade for both teams. From the Reds' point of view, they are obviously out of contention this year. Griffey is getting older. He was one of their most tradable assets. It made sense for the Reds to look to the future and exchange Griffey for prospects looking forward. So it was a good move for them. And it was a good pickup for the White Sox because it gives them some options in their lineup, which they were in dire need of. Because after Jermaine Dye, who's having an excellent season, batting around 300, lots of power, runs and ribbies, and Carlos Quinton, who's doing even better, having an incredible breakout season, already has 30 home runs, and has just been lights out. After those two, you've got Paul Konerko, Nick Swisher, and Jim Thome. And Konerko's been really bad this year when he's been healthy enough to play. He's batting around 210, 220. And Swisher and Thome are both batting around 250, 260. And all of these guys are very capable when it comes to power, and Swisher and Thome have delivered for the most part this year. But when these guys are cold, they're ice cold. And Ozzie Guillen really hasn't had a substitute for any of these guys. It's been Swisher in center field, Konerko at first, and Thome on the DH. But adding Griffey, you now have the option of playing Griffey in center field, Swisher at first, and you can give Konerko the day off. Or you could put Swisher at first, make Konerko your DH, give Thome the day off. Or any combination of the four. You now have the option of benching one of these guys, which not only leaves them open to pinch hit later, which is nice, but it also allows Ozzie Guillen to make decisions based on pitching matchups or how somebody looks in batting practice or how hot they've been in games lately. He basically has the option of deciding who he can play now, which is a very nice luxury for a manager to have. And Griffey fits right in. He's been batting about 250 to 260 this year. His power is definitely down, but he's Ken Griffey Jr. He's got pop in his bat. And this is a lineup that, when on, can punish any pitcher in the game. But it's off a little too often. And the White Sox are hoping, of course, that adding Griffey and adding this versatility is the kickstart that they need to make a run at their division. That being said, I think it was a good trade for the Chicago White Sox, but I don't think it makes them that legitimate of a threat in the AL anyway. They could win their division, it wouldn't be out of the question, but there are just too many strong teams in the AL to believe that the White Sox are going to make a run at it, in my opinion. They don't have the starting pitching, and their offense is just too streaky. I just don't see them as a legitimate threat in the AL. But moving on to legitimate threats in the AL, the Yankees made yet another move. They traded reliever Kyle Farnsworth to the Detroit Tigers for Pudge Rodriguez. And this was a great trade again for both teams, in the sense that the Tigers have one of the biggest disasters of a bullpen in the majors. And so they added a guy that was very hot before putting on a Detroit jersey. We've seen since he's been traded there, he hasn't done too well, but hindsight's 20/20, of course. They got a solid reliever in the deal, and the Yankees yet again filled in another hole since Posada was lost for the year due to injury. They added Pudge Rodriguez, another great offensive catcher. So, definitely got to give credit to the Yankees for patching up their holes without giving up too much either. They only gave up some weak prospects in their first trade, and in this case, they just gave up a decent reliever. I personally think the Yankees need the pitching more than they need the offense. I could have dealt with one weak link in their offense and would rather have a guy in the bullpen to go to. But Farnsworth has been known to blow up and give up runs in key situations in the past. And so if the Yankees didn't have faith in him and didn't believe that moving forward he was the guy they wanted to put the game on the line with, then obviously the return for him was outstanding in getting rid of him. And it was a good move for the Tigers, too, because the Tigers definitely have the offense. On paper, they looked like they would be one of the favorites to win it all. But again, their bullpen has been absolutely horrible. So it makes sense to add a player like Farnsworth to try and solidify it. But it hasn't worked so far. And I've already gone over the Yankees, Red Sox, Tampa Bay thing enough, so I won't go over that again. But I will once again say the AL East is pretty darn awesome to watch this year. But moving over to the AL West, the final big trade I need to discuss, the biggest one by far, in my opinion, including the Manny Ramirez trade, was the Angels acquiring Mark Teixeira for Casey Kochman and some prospects. And this move really does make the Angels the class of the league. They already were the best team in the majors record-wise, and they just added an extremely powerful bat. And the Angels' pitching has been outstanding all year. Joe Saunders has stepped up and become a very reliable, solid starter. Irvin Santana's finally met his potential and is looking like an outstanding starter, home and away. Away was his problem in the past. John Lackey is a legitimate ace. Jared Weaver is a strong young pitcher. Garland rounds it off just fine. They've had the pitching all year. The problem has been on offense. Vlad Guerrero is not having a Vlad Guerrero-like year. He's been slumping a bit. He's not having a terrible year, but by his standards, it hasn't been too good. And I think the Angels were relying too heavily on Torrey Hunter and Garrett Anderson, because Torrey Hunter really shouldn't be the best bat on your team, or the second best bat on your team. And Garrett Anderson certainly shouldn't be the third best bat on your team. But by adding Teixeira, it takes the pressure off of everybody. And I think you'll definitely see a trickle-down effect, because they got Howie Kendrick back from injury, and he's been having an outstanding year hitting the ball. And now with Teixeira's power, it takes some pressure off of Guerrero, which in turn takes some pressure off of Hunter. And one of the biggest beneficiaries, I think, is Garrett Anderson, because his best days are behind him. And people have been expecting him to be the Garrett Anderson of old for too long, and it's not really a fair expectation to ask the guy to go back to 2002 form. But now you look around the lineup, and he's only the fourth, fifth, or sixth most important guy in the lineup. And that's perfect for him, because he can produce at that level. He can't produce at a top level, but he can produce at a middle-of-the-pack level. And so you take the pressure off of him, and he might just start producing like a top producer again, without having that pressure on him. So the Angels just got significantly better when they were already probably the best team in the league. I'm not willing to hand them the championship, as some people are, though. I've been reading a lot of things about how the Angels are unbeatable and how they're definitely going to win it all. Baseball is just too tough to predict because of the fact that after 162 games, the first series is a best of five, and anything can happen in a best of five series. Let's say Tampa Bay holds on and makes it. I think Tampa Bay matches up very well to the Angels. They've got Scott Kazmir, James Shields, who would definitely match up to Lackey and Santana, Saunders, Weaver, whoever they decided to send out their second. And Tampa Bay's probably going to call up David Price, who is the best prospect in baseball right now, the pitcher they drafted first overall out of Vanderbilt. And if he's anything like the hype indicates he will be, he'll be an excellent third starter for that team. And they've already got Garza and Sonnenstein have been pitching fine. They've got offense. They've got an excellent bullpen just like the Angels do. I think they match up extremely well. And so in a series like that, if the bounces go Tampa Bay's way, Tampa Bay could beat them. So I'm not willing to hand the Angels the championship just yet. But I will say it's going to be awfully tough to beat them. And if they do get out of that first round and they make it to a best of seven, it will be extremely tough to beat this team four times. Because not only do they have the talent, they also have probably the best manager in the game in Mike Socha. They play some of the best small ball in the game. They will be an extremely tough team to outplay. So that should definitely be fun for Angels fans to watch down the stretch. So on that note, I'm going to wrap things up. Thank you for joining me. As always, you can email me at vegasdavesdime@gmail.com or leave a comment here on the page. Love to hear what you guys think about these trades, whether you think my analysis is spot on or completely off. Thank you for listening. That's my dime, because 2 cents just isn't enough.